Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shift Spotlight. Today, we are here with Brent Stromwell. He is an implementer with EOS Worldwide, and he can be found at brent.stromwell@eosworldwide.com. So welcome to the show, Brent.
Thank you for having me, Winter. I appreciate it.
Okay, so before we dive into what you do, tell us an interesting fact about you that people may not know.
Most people don't know that I'm kind of a geek around neuroscience. So that's what I do in my spare time.
So, like, give me some examples of what you do.
Well, I study how the brain reacts with emotions, how it's processed in the brain. There's a lot of psychology to it, but also neuroscience. So,
yeah, very cool. I mean, I bet we could all use a little bit of that in our life, especially, you know, since COVID hit, right?
Yes, it's something I carry into every single session.
Yeah. So speaking of sessions, at a high level, tell us what it is that you do.
Well, I'm an EOS implementer, as you mentioned. I help organizations get better at three things: vision, traction, and healthy. Mm-hmm. Vision, so that everyone knows where they're going, how they're going to get there. Traction, so that they're executing with discipline and accountability. And healthy, which is what I love most, just becoming a more functional, cohesive team that enjoys working together better.
Right. So it sounds like you've got like a mix of like the business and the health with kind of your interest, your side interest in what you do, which is very important in this day and age. You know, it's a healthy organization is a very important part of why I think a lot of people are even signing up for jobs right now, because, you know, I've learned, especially recently with some of the younger folks, that they will take a healthy environment over higher pay.
Absolutely. I know some people, you know, not so young that have done that, and also some young ones. It makes all the difference.
Yeah. So what inspired you to get involved with EOS?
Well, I spent the first 30 years of my career helping lead and run engineering firm. Hmm. And I experienced a lot of things, a lot of success in that with my partners, also a lot of failures and challenges. And I just, because of my own personal experiences, I wanted to get out and help other entrepreneurs realize it doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. Mm. We can actually be business owners and leading a business and enjoy it and enjoy life.
Right. So with so many implementers out there, how do companies evaluate which implementer is right for them?
I think it's more about the relationship and the chemistry. I mean, I've been in front of several companies, several teams that are looking at a few different implementers. And it's really just about the characteristics of how well we gel with them. You know, some like me, some don't. Some like other implementers and don't. So it's all about the relational chemistry, I guess you could say.
Yeah, personality fit is a huge part of it, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the common struggles that you see clients face when they first implement EOS?
Well, as anything that we do in life that requires change, we resist it and we fear it. So there are a lot of, anecdotes that I have about clients just fearing what's next because they've never done this before, right? I mean, our engines, our brains run on what we know and what we've experienced already. So when I'm directing or helping lead them into a path of, you've never done this before, but I'm going to help you. And they've just got to trust me and trust the process. And that's really, really hard, particularly for business owners who think they know it all. So,
right. And what do they say? What you resist persists.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it's like, you never get better while you're resisting this change. Yep. And so along with that, you know, so a lot of times when EOS is brought into these companies, more than the visionary or the CEO being in resistance, it's the leadership team, it's the staff, you know, it's employees. How do you get them on board with all of these changes?
Usually it's easier with, I work with the leadership team, so I don't really have access or privy to the rest of the employees, but it's usually easier with other people on the leadership team because they know they want something different. They just don't know what to go find or what to use. And they've got a day job, so they can't come up with something themselves. So once a CEO or visionary, my experience is once they have decided they want to adopt and implement EOS into their business, it's almost a sign of hope and relief for the rest of them.
Right. Right.
So it's not really difficult to get them on board. Yeah, there's fear and resistance, as I mentioned before, but they're easier, I guess you could say, to carry down the path than a visionary or the founder.
Right. Right. Yeah. So quarterlies are a big part of what you do. How do you get leadership teams to get the most value out of their quarterly and annual planning sessions?
Well, as I mentioned, I've got a little bit of neuroscience in my belt. So I try to make sure that we are being as healthy as possible in a quarterly, in a session. I call out the dysfunction. I like to tell people I'm going to be the bad guy. Sometimes it's going to feel like I punched you in the gut.
Yeah.
Because I want you to be better. And this team is not going to be great unless you as individuals are great. So we all have to grow. So I'm always putting that in the forefront, going through the agenda for the quarterly or the annual. I'm thinking, how am I helping them become better as individuals? It's actually, I'm sure there are people out there that disagree with me. I say it's okay to cry in this session room.
don't most people cry in a session room?
There are some times when it happens and people are ashamed of it. And so I have to help them. It's safe. It's good to actually do this. We are becoming a more healthy team when we're doing this.
Okay, so what's the craziest thing that you've had happen in a session room?
The craziest thing.
Or most remarkable. It doesn't have to be crazy, but most remarkable.
Yeah, I would say the thing that comes to mind right off the top of my head is an annual I was helping a team with. We got to the second day. Annuals are 2 days. And I woke up that morning and realized, oh my gosh, we can't do anything today on the agenda until we resolve some of the things that had come up the previous day. So the team got in the room, I was ready, and I said, okay, we're just going to throw away the agenda and we're going to go back to yesterday and talk about three big issues that came up. And we spent about 6 hours on those issues combined until we got through it all. There was a lot of crying.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, it was a very, very healthy 6 hours worth of stuff coming out.
Purging it.
Yeah, purging, expressing things that needed to be said that just had been stuffed for years. But the whole team received it all very, very well and ended up totally rewriting their accountability chart, you know, how they're structured as an organization. They said it was the best ever for them.
Yeah. Transformative, right?
Transformative, right.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then, one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So personally for yourself, take aside what you do now. You've got a huge tenure in the business world. What's been one of the most unexpected business lessons that you learned along your own journey?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. Okay, so I will... this was totally unexpected. I didn't realize how impactful it was going to be until I started digging into more of it. And this is why I have this hobby of neuroscience. We talked about it. People are looking for jobs with the right culture versus the right pay or other things, right? Skills opportunities. We as individuals are driven. This is an actual quote from some guys that did research years ago, decades ago. Human beings are fundamentally and pervasively motivated by the need to belong.
Yeah.
And if we don't feel like we belong 8 hours a day, then our life is going to be crap. I'll use that word.
Yeah.
So I've turned that into how do I help that? How do I help teams with that? Create belonging in the workplace.
Ownership, belonging, sense of community.
Sense of community. It's it's actually about relational things that none of us are really good at. And there's research out there that says most men, adult men in America, grown men in America, are operating at infant level maturity, 75%.
Wow.
And 75% of women, chronologically grown women, are operating at child level maturity. So we have a lot of growing to do.
How many percent of women are operating at the child level? 25%?
75% at child level.
Gotcha. Wow. Interesting.
Yes.
So we need to grow up. We just need to suck it up, buttercup, and grow up.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But grow up, yes. But become more mature emotionally. And, we're only going to be as good relationally as our worst trauma. And if we're not working on those things, then our relationships aren't going to get any better.
So why are we so stunted in that way? And when I say we... I more think about, I've just noticed things with the younger generation. Some of my nieces and nephews, they really don't want to drive. They don't want to express. You just get these like, one word answers, right? Like,
yeah.
But you know, there's so much more going on and you try to provide an environment for them to talk. Why is it so daunting for people to talk about their emotions?
Okay, we only have half an hour for this, right?
So. Yeah, and really, it's max half hour, but
right, yeah.
So at a high level.
Yeah, I'll give you the short answer. So there are, and this is from Dr. Jim Wilder. He created this thing called the Life Model, 30 years ago, I think, or something like that. But anyways, we know that there are stages of maturity that we, ideally, all of us humans should be going through. We need to learn things there and we need to be given things in each stage.
Right.
And as our culture and society has aged over the past centuries, we have lost our ability to nurture one another. And that's the short of it.
Yeah.
The fifth stage is elder stage. We are running out of elders in our community. And so we're not passing it down. And so I'd say, if we have a problem with the next generation, well, look in the mirror. We've done it because we haven't grown ourselves, so we haven't passed on anything really good. I shouldn't say anything, but we're
Not
losing
as
it.
much as we wanted to. Yeah, we're
Right,
shrinking.
right.
We're shrinking. And so, do you have any niches with companies that you specialize in or work with? I know you're based in Atlanta, so am I. It's incredibly rare. I never interview anybody on the show based here, but are there any sort of specialties or companies you work with regards to that? Because I would think that like what you're telling me in your neuroscience background, this emotional talk or whatever, there might be kind of this niche that you focus on. And maybe it's engineers, right? With an engineering brain.
I wish engineers were more receptive. I actually, because as I obviously have a technical background. I am an engineer. So I would say it's more about technical organizations and professional services than anything else. And I'm not focused on going at solely after those segments and sectors of the market. It just happens to be people that stay with me the longest, I guess you could say. But yeah, I work with all sectors in business.
All right, two final questions. If somebody listening may not be that familiar with implementers and how EOS works, where could listeners go to learn more about EOS and be able to start applying those principles in its own business in their own businesses?
Well, EOSworldwide.com is the website. If they want to go to my part of the website, it's EOSworldwide.com/Brent-Stromwall. So that's my little microsite, and they can learn more about me, get in touch with me directly. There's a little, book a call or something like that.
A good call.
Ask
And
a
they
question.
can also find you on LinkedIn as well,
I
right?
am on LinkedIn, yes.
Okay. And we'll put the link in there for you. All right,
Awesome.
final thoughts as we wrap up. What's something I didn't ask you, but I should have asked you, that you want our listeners to know?
Gosh, how long have I been doing this?
How long have you been doing this?
Over 5 years, 5.5 years now, actually almost 6 now. So yeah, 30 years of career growing the engineering company, and I retired from that at the end of 2019. So I started this business in the middle of, or right in the beginning of 2020. Then of course, we had a economic meltdown. So it was real fun, real fun.
We had an emotional pause.
We had an emotional pause along with anything else. But actually, I was in the best spot I had ever been in my career.
It's funny how some people were unfazed by that time, and some people did 180s, and some people just got annihilated, you know?
There's certainly, we are an agile culture, and we are going to pivot and make adjustments and do whatever. We are built to survive, so we will survive.
Well, awesome. I really appreciate you spending some time with me here today. And if anybody is interested, he can be found at Brent-Stromwell@EOSworldwide.com.
Brent, period, Stromwall.
Brent, period,
That's
Stromwell.
the email. Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, winner.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.